Hello, and welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently, as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations in how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Hello, everyone. Liz Soria here, your tax advisor accountant. I'm doing a short recording here because I noticed a big trend going around. And one of the biggest things is that, you know, some of the e-commerce business owners are starting to, question, hey, what's going on with our constitution? Yeah, a constitution here in the United States. For some of you who might not be aware, who have studied the American history, I would just like to touch just briefly to tell you that for those of you who are questioning our Constitution, you are entitled to do so for the simplicity that when our colonies joined together way back in the 1700s, a decision was that we were going to do what is called a flow of commerce in between are what we call now our states, our United States. So that was one of the big arrangements of benefit, if you want to see it that way, of why we got united. And we call it the free interstate consumers. And yes, it does exist. It is a constitution. The last draft on our constitution was way back in 1824, and it wasn't until 130 years after that the constitution was actually challenged. There was a case where the government stepped up, which was the U.S. Supreme Court, and they reworded things around, saying that it was not affecting what we call the ICC, which is really international consumer clause. And the Supreme Court, when they rolled way back in that case, it had to do with a company, it was well known, if you want to look into details more, from back in the 1815, I think it was, when that happened, that case. And it was because at that time, U.S. Glue Company, which is actually the company's name, confronted, the state and say, hey, why do you want me to pay taxes? Now, in this situation, it was not sales tax, no. It was actually income tax. Believe it or not, yeah, they were not even paying income tax because they were selling to another state. They were only paying within their state. So there was always an understanding that taxes will be due if they were in your home state, not in any other state. But again, reality is that times have changed. This is the 21st century. I want to let you know that Congress does, has the power to support and make changes. However, they also have been called the silent clause. And the silent clause is where they're looking the other way. That's what Congress is doing, unfortunately. For whatever reason, with the government or against the government and that was with the U.S. Glue Company. And they came out with that there was going to be some changes. But unfortunately, when they created that revision, they were not very specific, meaning that there was a lot of room for a lot of room of problems for other states to step up and come up with different definitions of what taxes were called. So if I don't call it income tax, then I might call it U.S. tax, or I might call it sales tax, or I might call it a tangible tax. And because they started using different terminology and words into the word along with tax, then it was not affecting the ICC, which is the interested, consumers class. So unfortunately, that's the way that, you know, a lot of states have been able to get away with, collecting income. It is a reality. They're going after, every single, e-commerce business. And even retail. So even if you have a brick and mortar, and again, you're doing business online, and you have presence in one of those states, they're going to come after you. So I just wanted to touch a little bit about this constitution, because yes, you're absolutely right. It exists. It still does exist. Unfortunately, like I said, Congress has decided for more than 150 years, they really haven't and made any changes. And there are, unfortunately, again, I have to repeat this, they are allowing the governments in the states to, pretty much take over. And I hope by all means that maybe our voice, and I'm entitled to my opinion, as we still live in a freedom country, to say that I don't agree completely. I think the Constitution and Congress is something that is there to, support us as citizens from this nation. And if indeed we create a free interstate, exchange, we're actually protecting it. We're allowing whatever other ways and governments to take over. And I find that to be quite sad. But anyhow, that is my personal opinion. So yes, again, to answer a lot of those people out there that are wondering and saying, is there a constitution? Isn't America, supposed to be, protecting our taxpayers and consumers and businesses? And yes, it was done, back then. But again, unfortunately, this is the reality that we live in. And I tell all my clients, please, be careful. It's just not worth going through a battle with one of these states, because they do have, a lot of support, like I said, from courts, and they will come after you. So another thing I want to kind of bring up is, remember that now is not so much about the physical presence, it also has to do with economical presence in the states. So I hope this kind of, for some of you who were maybe wondering whether we have constitutions, yes, we have had them, and we have quite many, many, many that are still in place. Just like I said, Congress has decided to look the other way. I'm not sure why they're doing that, but this is where we at. So anyhow, please remember that we do specialize in SALT, which means the sales tax and local tax. So if you need any assistance, whether it's doing a checkup, which is something that we're doing for a lot of our e-commerce business, we have a lot of sellers in Amazon, eBay, in different platforms. And if you need help having a checkup, that would be, I think, the very first thing that you can do to invest really in your business, to figure out before you find out, from the states coming after you, by all means, have a checkup, see where you have the presence, where you have the economical thing. And then once you know that, at least we can hopefully help you, or whether you hire, other firms who do specialize in SALT. And again, that's like SALT, S-A-L-T. And they specialize in sales tax and nexus. Make sure you have the checkup, and then they can help you with setting up, the registration per state, okay, and also making sure that everything is going to be filed, and, monies are going to be submitted to the state. That way, you guys don't have to worry about anything. And again, I'm here to help you and my team. So again, this is Liz Soria with ETBS, and you can have the contact information right below. So feel free to reach out to us and have a complimentary consultation. And again, please, I have to repeat this. It's just not worth having a battle with these states. They're coming out really hard. And I have created a series of other videos that you might want to go ahead and look at those, talking about nexus, the definition, talking about sales tax, and other things that can really help you. But again, a good checkup is a good way of understanding where you're at, where you're standing with your business, and where you're moving forward. Because like I said, There's a lot of things out there that they can go against you. And, I want you to stay in business, not go out of business. So again, this is Liz Soria, and thank you for listening and or watching our video on YouTube. And like I said, I'm here for you. So just get in touch with me or my team, and then we'll be there to help you so much, okay? Take care and a lot of good luck, and don't give up.